With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. Firefighters in Los Angeles are working to contain major wildfires, including the Palisades, Eaton and Hearst fires. Officials have warned that strong winds could worsen the crisis. We asked Namibia's ambassador to the U.S., Margaret Mensah-Williams, if any Namibians are residing in the L.A. area.
I could not locate any Namibians as yet within Los Angeles. We've sent out information all over to find out. We are trying to establish still. It's difficult because a lot of Namibians, when they do come to the U.S., they don't sort of inform the embassy. People have to register with the embassy for in cases like these. Luckily, up to now, we have not located any Namibians who are there or who have any property, but we have some somebody who is still busy investigating on our behalf.
Inflation decreased in December 2024 to 3.4% year-on-year, down from 5.3% in 2023. The decline was mainly due to lower food and transport prices, although higher housing and utility costs partially offset the drop. That's according to FNB economist Helen Amboti, who further explains.
Core inflation remained steady at 3.8%, indicating persistent pressures outside of food and energy. On a monthly basis, we also noted that inflation rose slightly to 3.4%, driven by higher food and transport costs coming from 3.0% in November, also indicating persistent inflationary pressure. Therefore, looking ahead, we expect inflation to continue rising to 3.6% in January 2025, but remain around 4% in December 2025, with risks mainly tied to rising oil prices. However, inflation could stay below 4% for most of 2025, especially if global oil prices and geopolitical tensions remain contained.
In Stilfontein, South Africa, 8 more illegal miners were rescued from a disused shaft while rescue experts recovered 9 bodies and 26 miners emerged alive the previous day. According to the BBC, disturbing videos have revealed the harsh conditions faced by these miners known as Zama Zamas, who have been living underground since a police crackdown on illicit mining began last year. Over 100 Zama Zamas are reported to have died underground since the operation began. Staying on the continent, Zimbabwe's main opposition party has indicated that it will not oppose calls for President Emmerson Mnangagwa to extend his tenure by 2 years until 2030. Bloomberg reports that a referendum would be required for him to serve beyond his second and final term, ending in 2028. In October, Mnangagwa rejected a similar proposal from his party, ZANU-PF. And U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration is pressing hard to close on a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Both parties have been holding indirect talks for more than a year, mediated by Qatar, the U.S. and Egypt. Biden says the contours of the ceasefire deal matched a proposal he made a few months ago.
Deal we have a structure which free the hostages, halt the fighting, provide security to Israel, and allow us to significantly surge humanitarian assistance to the Palestinians who suffered terribly in this war. Palestinian people deserve peace, the right to determine their own futures. Israel deserves peace and real security.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.